Welcome to the weekend with localsecrets.com, your lively guide to everything local.
So, first of all, let's welcome Lizzie Mace to the show. Good evening to you, Lizzie.
Hello, good evening. Nice to speak to you.
And you, thank you for spending the time to talk to us. You've got a show that's coming to CB2 on Sunday the 25th and Monday the 26th.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us all about it. What's it about?
Well, the show is called Crush, and basically it's about what it's like to have a crush on someone. And what I've been doing is I've been exploring that by actually contacting people that I used to have a secret crush on and telling them after many, many years in some cases.
That's magnificent. I love it. What a great, it's a genius idea.
Thank you.
So when we're talking about a crush, I mean, how would you describe a crush on somebody?
That's part of what the play's about, really. I've been kind of exploring that whole, you know, how do you define a crush? What does it mean to different people? All the different kind of levels of a crush, from when you just kind of enjoy being in somebody's company and you just have that kind of little when you're with them, all the way up to kind of thinking about somebody all the time and wishing you were with them when you're not, and wondering what it would be like to be in a relationship with them, and all that kind of thing. So, the whole shebang of crushes.
Great stuff. So I've just got this kind of visualisation of you tracking people down and phoning them up and telling, oh, by the way, you know, I used to really fancy you. how did that work? How did you trace these people?
A lot of them whose names I could remember were actually on Facebook. So Facebook was very useful for finding people that I haven't been in touch with since I knew them. But then there was all these other people who, you know, sometimes I couldn't quite remember their surname, and I had to go through these all kind of really convoluted investigative trails to find out what their surnames were so that I could then look them up on Facebook. So it was quite a process, really.
And what kind of reactions did you have when you found them out? I mean, did you just come straight out with it, or did you build up to telling them?
Well, what I did was I actually wanted to be able to meet them face to face and actually kind of confess to them face to face. So I sort of had to have a little ruse lined up as to, you know, why I wanted to meet with them. So I sort of, you know, I'd invite them. I'd say, I'm researching this project and I need to meet people that I used to know in different places. And would you mind being interviewed for this thing? Yeah, and so then some of them would say, yes, that's fine, and we'd kind of arrange something, and others I didn't even hear back from, and I had to kind of keep sending messages and trying to get through to them. So
that's great. Got to ask, I mean, when you revealed your secret crushes on these people, were there any people that were really gutted that they didn't know at the time?
Probably not as many as I would have liked. I think They kind of fell into sort of two groups, really. There were the people that I knew at school who were, you know, at that age, they probably would have taken me up on any offers. compared to, you know, people who I knew more recently who are a bit more adult and a bit more kind of, well, you know, we can't really say what might have happened if you'd have told me, you know, it's all to do with the situation and the circumstances.
It sounds like a really, really compelling idea. I love it. I've never this is quite unique, isn't it? I don't think anybody else has ever done anything like this.
I think so. I mean, I did a bit of research you know, before I set out, and I couldn't really see anything else that was this particular idea. I mean, there's sort of the kind of things that Dave Gorman does, where he kind of goes on these mad quests and meeting lots of people and talking to them about a particular subject. So it's got those kind of overtones to it. I don't think there's been anyone who's contacted secret crushes before, as far as I know.
Great. Well, look, I love it. I think it sounds awesome. I'm sure it'd be really successful.
Thank you.
And final question, any chance that you might have had a crush on me at some point, Lizzie, at all?
You know, it's hard to say. I guess you've got a very nice voice, so maybe if I'd listened to your show before, I might have developed a crush on you through your voice.
You're far too kind. Lizzie, it's been great to talk to you. I wish you all the best with that. It's
at
CB2 on Sunday and also on this coming Monday.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.